Hi, it's Meghna Chakrabarty. Today on Point, we talked about Los Angeles County and the COVID pandemic. Over the weekend, LA County became the first county in the United States to hit more than 1 million COVID cases since the start of the pandemic. Of course, this has had a terrible toll on people's health and their communities and the economy as well. So we turned back to Sean Neeb. He's owner of Neeb Design Interiors and Flower Boy Project, a cafe and flower shop in Venice, California, because we wanted to get a sense about how his life and how his business has changed. And he told us that business has dropped significantly, but the Flower Boy Project, the cafe, is still open following safety protocols.
We have one gentleman in particular who's wheelchair bound and had a surfing accident. And it was just like someone who we just sort of passed all the time and always said hello. But now we were in this like moment of, hey, how are you? And taking the time to have a deeper connection.
And Sean told us the cafe actually has become a comforting community hub, even as the coronavirus continues to spread, and it's touching his employees' lives, touching his family's life, and really the neighborhood itself.
I mean, we are sort of like a ritual coffee shop where it's something you go to every day and you pick up flowers, and it's this sort of very neighborhood community. And I think people have been extremely supportive and happy to see almost like a staple that they've been able to come back to. Everyone has been very mindful of the regulations and cautious with the interactions with the people that are coming in and getting coffee and flowers. I do know that everyone is paying attention to everyone and is very supportive and checking in, especially because I think everyone knows someone who has COVID or is one degree away from someone who is going through COVID. There's another friend, employee who currently has it. He feels a bit like ashamed. It was interesting that he kept saying that he was sorry, and he did say that he didn't quite believe COVID. And I said, how could you? I don't know how could you not? In hindsight now, sort of looking back, that he felt sort of foolish, perhaps, that he didn't believe and that now he has it. And he feels ashamed that he didn't fully understand the gravity of the pandemic and at how much we were all at risk. To bring it home, we had a babysitter. She's very much in the, I don't believe, I believe this, I believe in QAnon, I believe in all of these things, and I don't believe in COVID. I've been struggling whether or not should Lori still come and watch the kids. But I don't want to not talk to Lori. She says, you know, Trump's still going to be in president. Don't worry about that. I said, okay, I'll make you a bet. And she said, well, you know, I don't have enough money to bet you. I said, okay, we'll bet a dollar. And that being said, Lori will call me and say, hey, how are the boys? Stock up on food. It's going to be rough. And I said, Lori, we're going to be fine. Are you okay? What we currently have now with the bars being closed and the restaurants being closed, it's the best thing that could happen. I don't see any other way forward. I mean, in the areas that are less affluent, there is a tremendous amount of street activity, vendors selling things on the side of the road, and still this sort of commerce happening. Because in the other neighborhoods that are more affluent and middle class and wealthy, you're not having that. And so, you know, we continue to have the less fortunate coming down with the virus. But I think most people can't see that like half of the population is completely isolated. And the other half of the population is trying to figure out how to get to some semblance of reality in their day-to-day life. And that's a problem. So how do you mitigate against that? How do you deal with that? You know, it's a mess.
That's Sean Neeb, owner of Neeb Design Interiors and Flower Boy Project, a cafe and flower shop in Venice, California. He's one of the people that we talked to in an hour-long conversation about the coronavirus surge that's going on in LA County right now. You might want to check out that conversation too. It's in our podcast feed. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.